All right, everyone, we're back in Grimm's Hentai Corner with more Sagara Family. There's actually a G-Con scene, and G-Con is something I was learning about today. Mashida-san did a video, and he was basically talking about G-Con, which are the perverts that will grope women on trains. If you remember, that actually kind of happened. Now, apparently, one of the girls was getting off to that, but this is actually an issue for women over there. It's a really bad deal, and it's very underreported. And, of course, Japanese women are very, they're kind of, I guess you could say, shy, so they don't really like to... Japanese people aren't very direct. So, she, or any woman, they don't just go and say, well, he did this, he did that, he did this, he did that, because that's not how Japanese women are. They're very shy. Like, a lot of Asian women are very shy about things. I've worked with a lot of Asian women, so, it's a completely different situation, like, if you were dating or married to one, because they're very timid. They're very timid people, for the most part. So, what I am going to say is that, yeah, it's an issue. They really just need to fix the train setup. It's been going on since 1988. And even though the Sagara family presented it in a, I guess you could say, erotic manner that she enjoyed, even though it didn't look like it, yeah, it does demonstrate that G-Con has been a big deal in Japan. Also, not surprisingly, if you are a rich man, you look like you're a rich man, there are women that will try to call you a G-Con because they want the money. They know that if they call you a G-Con, they can get money out of you. Yeah, it's not a great thing there. But alright, back to Sagara family. Aris has a hard time at work. I shake my head. I think dealing with children is hard. She must be exhausted every day. Not only the children, she has to deal with her co-workers and the children's parents. I want to do something for her. Is there, I think I checked this out before and just sound settings and text message speed, but there's no remastered music. Because I need to thank her for the nice view in the bathroom. No, not because of that. I simply want to do something for her. Yes, I'm innocent. Well, maybe a little. Then I stop in front of one of the signboards in town. The Fancy Shop Marchin? What a stupid name. But girls like this kind of name. I see many girls inside the store. A gift? Yeah, Arisa would like that. I think it's a good idea. Maybe I can buy a little gift for her even though I'm a poor student. I go inside the store. Oh, it's so noisy. I hold my ears. I hear girls' merriment. They're so loud, screaming, look at this, it's so cute, and stuff like that. Anyways, I go deep into the store. I find a lot of straps for cell phones. This is perfect. Besides, I'm tired of the noisy girls. I want to buy something and quickly leave. Which one should I get? I look at them one by one, carefully. What's this? It looks like a smashed pumpkin. Not this. A weird-shaped robot? No. It's been 5 minutes, but I can't find anything good. I have a headache. Then, finally, I select three of them. I should choose one. Let's see. Oh, man. Okay. So there's a pretty rabbit strap, a spooky skull strap, or an indescribable design strap. It's the year of the rabbit. Let's go with the rabbit. Okay, this is it. I chose a pretty rabbit strap. Is this too girly? But I think this is good for her. She's such a gentle girl. I pay the cashier and leave the store. I shake the little gift bag. Will she be happy? I think about when I hand this to her. I can't stop smiling. I hope she'll like it. While I walk around town, I get thirsty. Are there any coffee shops around here? Only students can do this, kill time at a cafe in the middle of the day. I could go to a family restaurant, but I feel like going to a traditional cafe, somewhere not so popular. Family restaurants are too big and there's nothing special about them. But a traditional cafe that's not so popular has a mood. If there is a pretty waitress, it'll be perfect. But of course, young pretty girls don't usually work at those kinds of places. A young pretty girl in an unpopular traditional cafe, I know it's unrealistic. Then I stop. I find the perfect cafe, but what an interesting name, Dreadnought Cafe. Wow, that is a weird name for a cafe. The cafe looks so simple. I like it. And if there's a pretty young waitress, it will really be perfect. If I become friends with her, we might meet somewhere on a street and fall in love. Who knows? I peep into the cafe from the window. Yes, yes, there's a waitress. But it's... Why? What are you doing here? I came here to observe a poor waitress's work. Leave before I kick you out. Manager, your waitress is so rude. Sunny, I respect your concern for your mom that you want to help her out financially. But with your attitude with this customer, I have to reduce your salary 1%. Why? Yusuke, you asshole, but she actually said baka, which is idiot. Cut 1% more. Oh! I'm kidding. But you have to treat all our customers fairly, even though he's your friend. The master is cool. He's an elderly gentleman with silver gray hair. Sunny, I want an iced tea with lemon. Do you have enough money? I didn't know she had a part-time job. In this case, I don't think my dream to meet a young, pretty waitress and fall in love will ever happen. Perhaps instead, a lot of monsters will run in here and suddenly destroy everything. And actually, the waitress who's working here is one of the mobsters, and she starts shooting. I imagine a violent situation. But, if what the manager is saying is true, to help her mother out financially, the Zagara family doesn't look like they have money problems, but maybe they do. If so, then Sonia has a good attitude. She quietly places the iced tea on the table. She's well-mannered. What are you looking at? I'm impressed, actually, but I won't tell her. Never mind. By the way, I want an additional order. Can I have a roast beef sandwich? I order more to support this cafe. Okay, but what were you doing around here? Shopping? Yeah, I've been shopping. I also stopped by Arisa's kindergarten. Arisa? Why didn't you wait for her to finish work and walk home with her? Because I had to go shopping. Then why don't you stop by after you finish your shopping? Perhaps she's right, but listening to her, I don't feel good. I give up. There's no point in arguing with her. I can never win. So I give up and sip the iced tea. Arisa's naive, you know. Why don't you guard her from perverts since you're a boarder with our family? There aren't any perverts at the kindergarten. I only saw a bunch of cute kids around her. I remember how she played with them. I'm kind of excited. Anyway, she starts to tell me something, but one of the customers calls her to order. I watch her work. She's usually so violent at home, but I don't see her like that here. She seems to be a good worker. She works pretty hard. Wait a second. Does that mean she's only mean to me? I finish my dinner and watch TV. Arisa's late today. Oh, I got a call from her. She said she has to work late today and not to wait for her for dinner. She has a meeting. One of the children's parents died. A nurse has a hard job. I drink warm tea. Maria makes good tea. An adult isn't like a student with time to kill. Sonia, you're a student too. I have a part-time job, you know, she proudly tells me. I envy you. You can count on your dad's support. I'm just trying to concentrate on studying. How are your grades then? Don't ask. I understand. I wouldn't want to show my grades to anybody either. It doesn't mean you can throw them away. I only did that last year. Rurika, you're a brave girl. Sip, sip. Emiru quietly sips her tea without any reaction. Then Sunnye tells me, concentrate on studying? You must be kidding. You messed around in the middle of the day at a cafe. You're funny, ha ha ha. She doesn't need to laugh at me. I'd almost say I was watching you impress, but I shut up. Maria lightly scolds Sanae. Sanae, everybody has different ways of doing things. Don't laugh at him. I agree with Maria. Yes, just shut up. You, shut up! Ugh! The next moment, Sunny's fist sinks into my cheek. I'm home! Here she is. I have to heat up her food. Maria goes into the kitchen and Arisa comes into the living room. Welcome back! Hi! She seems depressed. She looked fine earlier. What's wrong? You look pale. Oh, never mind. She shakes her head, no. I'm just tired. Okay, if you say so. Oh, by the way, why don't I give the strap to her now? I take out the little gift bag from my pocket and give it to her. This is a present. Well, more like a gift is my apology. Because of last night, you know I saw something I shouldn't have. Actually, it's more like a thank you gift. But it's nothing. But take it. He bought it with his parents' money anyway. What a bitch! Don't make him embarrassed. Take it, Arisa. Maria comes back from the kitchen. Then Arisa nods. Okay. Thank you, Yusuke. Can I open it? Sure. She opens the bag and takes the strap out. Oh, a little rabbit. Ah. Wow, it's so cute. Arisa smiles, but she doesn't look that happy. Should I went with the skull? Well, hold on, guys. I don't know. I'm not really trying to get with her, am I? Shock. I feel like someone hit me over the head. What a shocker. Arisa, you can't use it? No, I'm too old for this. And give it to me. But Yusuke bought it for. I don't know. Hold on, guys. I kind of want to go back now. Let's just zoom through this text real quick. This is called personal skip mode. So, we'll try the spooky skull strap. Weird skull strap. It makes a weird noise and the eyes shine. I don't know if she'd like this, but why not? It'll be alright, I tell myself. Pay the cashier and leave the store. Shake the little gift bag. Will she be happy? I think about when I hand this to her. I can't stop smiling. Hope she'll like it. Okay. Stuff happens. Okay. Alright. Boy, they really did soup this up. It goes a lot faster. And Ow. She opens the bag and takes the strap out. Oh, this? She's surprised. Oh, it's a Jolly Boy strap. A Jolly Boy? Wow, I wanted this. I bought a Jolly Boy pass holder and pen, but I couldn't find a strap. Even Emeru looks enviously at Arisa. It is so popular? I should say, is it that popular would be better. Then Sanie says, hey, where are you living? It's so popular in Japan right now. I wanted this strap so much. One of my friends saw this on an internet auction, and it was overpriced, like 10 times more. I didn't know that. I'm cool, even though it's just a coincidence. Arisa looks so happy and shakes the strap to make the weird noise. I don't think the design is that good. I love this weird design. She's weird. Then she looks at me again. She looks fine. She's not depressed anymore. Were you looking for this for me? No, it was just a coincidence. Listening to me, Sanae shrugs her shoulders. You killed time in the middle of the day, and you bought a gift for a girl with your parents' money. But you have good luck to get this by coincidence? I don't get it. What are you saying, Sanie? More important is this consideration to get a gift, you know? I'm so happy with this. Thank you very much, Yusuke. Well, no problem. Ha 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 ha. I'll make some tasty tea for you later. Oh, I have some great tea. I haven't opened it yet, but I'll open it today. Thanks. I'm happy, so happy. She holds the strap, but I feel sharp glares from the other girls. You got that only for her. A border. Get a girl with a gift. Excuse me? I'll go take a bath. Oh, I've got to do my homework. Everybody leaves the living room ignoring me. Only Arisa gives me a great smile. I'll put it on my cell phone and I'll always have it with me. With you. With your beautiful body. Good. Think of it as me, okay? Eh? Why do I always say something stupid like that? Why do you always say something stupid like that? You barely know the girl. This isn't the time to be flirting around and showing your game, sir. I'm happy because you're happy with my gift. Yes, thank you very much. Arisa bows to me. Okay, she's happy anyway. Okay, Arisa, eat your dinner anyway. I want to clean up after you finished. Maria tells Arisa. Oh yes, sorry, Mom. Arisa goes to the dining table. She's not depressed anymore. Perhaps she wasn't as depressed as I thought. I sit back on the sofa again and keep watching TV until the bathtub is open. I count while I'm in the bathtub. It's my habit. 6, 7, 8. Oh? Wait, I thought I was the last person to take a bath tonight. But... I see someone behind that frosted door. It looks like a strip show behind the door. I stare at it. Excuse me, I'm taking a bath, Maria? Oh, are you still in here? I didn't know that. I'm sorry. As she opens the door, she hesitates, holding a towel in her hand. This can't be! Did she do this on purpose? Even though she hides her body with a towel, still, she's naked. Mario, why don't you close the door anyway? Her naked body is not someone else's body. It's a body that I slept with once before. Wow! My dick suddenly reacts as I imagine her private parts. Okay, we should keep the steam inside. She closes the door anyway. Good, but... why did she close the door behind her back? I meant for her to get out. Ha, ha. Blub blub. Yusuke, don't dive in the bathtub. My dick's already rock hard. What can I do? I can only dive under... The next moment, I hear Dad's divine revelation in my mind. Don't think. Feel it. Hide your crotch with a towel. Eureka! Thanks, Dad. Did I hear your dad's voice? No, you didn't hear Dad's revelation. Hey, Dad, you have Mom. Don't let other women hear you. Anyway, I take a towel and try to leave. Mom, didn't you say you need soap? Oh! Arisa talks to Maria from outside the bathroom. There's nowhere to run. Arisa sees Maria and me in here? What kind of excuse do we have? Blub, blub, blub. I dive in again. Oh, did you bring it for me? Thanks. Here. Arisa opens the door and hands the soap to Maria, but she doesn't leave. What's wrong? I have something to talk to you about. Wait, Maria, don't start a conversation now. I'm here, you know? You have a problem, huh? Oh, can you tell? Of course, I'm your mom. Oh, I can't breathe. So you don't want the others to know about it? You're right. What's Arisa's problem? Oh no, I don't have time to worry about her. I've got to worry about myself right now. I can't hold my breath any longer. Is it about our family? No, it's about work. About work? What happened? No, I can't be worried about her right now. But... well, I think I can take care of it. I'll talk to you when I really need help. Okay. I'm sorry to bother you while you're taking a bath. I'll go. Arisa leaves. I'm dying in the bathtub. Flash! Oh, that was close. I was almost out of air. Yusuke, move over! She splashes hot water on her body. Oh, yes. I moved to make room for her. The hot water overflows because two people are in the bathtub now. Oh shit. Maria! Why are you taking a bath with me? Oh, I've been thinking about Arisa. I wasn't thinking about anything else. I try to leave again, but Maria stops me. Why don't you stay? Get warm. I'm warm enough now. What would you do if Arisa's waiting for me outside? I agree. But at least I won't face her. I sit looking the other way. But still, I feel Maria behind me. This is torture. Yusuke, have you found a girlfriend since you moved here? No, unfortunately. I awkwardly laugh. I don't know what she's thinking. Maria, are you making fun of me? Heh, no, I'm not. I'm serious. Did you read my mind? Phew! I sigh while I dry my hair. My body's so hot. I lie down on my bed, and I get a magazine to read. What's the weekly special for this week? Extreme Sepak... What? Sepatacrawl? It's pretty funny, even though the title is stupid. After that, After I read the weekly special, I start to read a comic book, and then a manga, and then... What? Who's that?
Arisa desu kedo.
It's Arisa. Can I come in? Arisa? Sure. Please come in. I sit up in bed and Arisa opens the door. She's in her pajamas. I can see her well-rounded boobs. I'm sorry. It's so late. She closes the door. She uncomfortably stands there playing with her collar. I wish she'd open the collar wider. Sit, anyway. I suggest she sit on a chair. Oh, yes. She sits right in front of me. She seems uncomfortable. Yusuke, were you about to go to sleep? No, I was reading a magazine. I see. Yes. Then she looks down. She must have something to talk to me about. But she hesitates. Oh, it'll be morning if I just wait for her. Tell me what? What do you need to talk about? Okay. She straightens up. So what is it? Yes, I want your advice. Okay, I'll do whatever I can. Hearing me, Arisa's eyes tear up, and her cheeks get red. Her eyes are telling me that she respects me a lot. I thought you're someone I could talk to. Still, she talks slowly. Does she like aggressive men? I think about something else. Well, I have a problem. I think you can give me good advice since you're a man. pardon me. I'm sorry to bother you, but not at all. Thanks. Finally, she starts to explain. Lately, someone is touching me at work. Huh? She looks down. Is Yusuke gonna have to beat an ass? All over my body, my hips, and my breasts. I hate it. Oh, I see. She's talking about the kids. I envy them. But I can't say so. I'm worried about appearances. I see. I understand. Even if she were to yell at them and say, stop the sexual harassment, they wouldn't understand. It doesn't make sense to them. Of course we know who she's talking about. She's talking about her boss, not the kids. But he thinks it's the kids. I don't know what to do. What should I do, Yusuke? She must not know what to do since she grew up with only girls around. You hate it, right? She opens her eyes wide and... Of course. How can I like that? She angrily tells me. Okay, then say no. She looks surprised. You have to speak up. That's the only way to solve that kind of problem. You don't say no, and that's why it continues. Okay. Just say stop it. I don't like it. Arisa looks down again. But after a while, she says, you're right. Arisa, you're so nice. That's why you can't say it, right? Maybe. But you have to say it. Sometimes you have to stand up for yourself, you know? She remains silent for a while and then looks up. She weakly smiles at me. Okay, I'll try. I don't understand why she hesitates to say things to them. They're just kids. Yes, you should. Okay, I'm sorry I visited you so late. She stands up to leave, and then... she seems to want to say something. Yes? She tries to say it, but... good night. She only says so. She looks so weak. So I tell her, Arisa, if you need me for help, you can call me anytime. If you call me, I'll come over, wherever you are. I said it so seriously, she giggles. Will you come over riding a white horse? I'll even wear armor and say, don't touch Arisa. Actually, I really think so. Arisa's older than me, but she's weak and slow, even scared of a cockroach. She has a hard time to say it. She has a hard time to say a thing. She's lovely. I want to protect her. Like you're rescuing a princess? That's what a man should do. Am I too cool? But I'm serious. Arisa smiles at me, but somehow she looks pitiful. Then you're my prince. My prince. My heart trembles. I'll count on you. Thanks. She leaves. I hear her stepping away from my room and closing her door. Phew! I lie back in bed and I look at the ceiling. I see her weak smile. It doesn't disappear until I fall asleep. Alright, guys. This will probably be it for tonight on Sagara Family, and we'll see you later with more Sagara Family. This is the Grimlord, and I'm out.